This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. On the day the Sixers' vacation from accountability ended, they had a nice little vacation for about...
We need that accountability, just accountability.
I'd say they had 7 or 8 weeks where people basically ignored them at the home stretch of the Eagles season and the playoff run of the Eagles season. And I knew at some point the Eagles... It's not like the shine on the Eagles has worn off, but it is, you know, every day you get a little further from it, you start paying attention to other things.
Yep.
And something had to happen. And yesterday it happened with Shams saying that the team is going to look into other treatments for Embiid. His knee swelled up, and it looks like his season is over, and who knows what's going to happen with the future. We'll talk about the future.
Is it safe to say the process is over?
Oh, my God.
I think it is.
Yes, Spike, what do you have to say about that?
I think it is. I know you're still in there, but as one of your Hinkyites,
yeah,
and as one of your guys, I think the process is over.
Well, to me, you know, Hinkie got fired a decade ago.
Yeah.
So to me, the minute they hired Brian Colangelo and like there have been, I'm trying to think of the number of GMs who have been in charge since Sam Hinkie. So you had Brian Colangelo. You had the summer when it was one of the Sixers minority owners and Brett Brown, mm-hmm. because that was the Mikal Bridges trade that happened.
Yeah.
Then it was Elton after that.
It was Elton in there, yep.
And then it was Elton again. Remember, before they hired Morey in that same offseason, they promoted Elton.
Yeah.
And then it was Daryl Morey.
Thanks to Elton, we got Maxie.
By himself, yep.
Yes.
So you know, I was told.
Well, you know, it's funny. When Howie drafts a player, nobody points out the guy who told Howie to draft him.
Well, like my lotto was clearly Stoutland. You know,
but who gets the credit?
Jurgens was Kelsey.
Kelsey. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's Howie. Howie gets the credit. Howie gets the blame.
Because he gets the blame. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Tasty Cake. You know, when people, with Tasty
so
Cake Dom,
true,
we'll get
though.
To you in a second. It's funny, every time I give credit to Daryl for Morey for picking Maxie, everybody's like, that was Elton Brand. It's like, okay, let's say the player they took there stunk.
It's Morey's fault.
Yeah, then it would be Morey's fault. So it's like, let's just be consistent about it. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake?
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike. And I'm glad Jack's back.
Ah.
At least somebody is.
Yeah, many people say that.
What's up, Tasty Cake?
Dozens of people.
Spike, the one thing that I already knew was that everybody listens to you guys. But when I call it, I'm on two group texts with three of my oldest friends from high school and their kids.
Okay.
And then six guys that were on the different, like the Frito guy and everything, the guys that ran the roots with me.
Okay.
In Williamstown.
Not Frito guy.
Whenever I call in, the feedback, I seriously get 12 text messages on whatever our conversation is.
That's a big deal.
Oh, because I see. Because everybody's listening. Yeah, got you.
Yeah, everybody's listening to you guys.
I like it.
What I wanted to say was... when I called October 11th, and I made the most accurate phone call in WIP history.
Yep.
I get no pleasure in being right.
Of course not. Enjoy. Doesn't sound like it at all.
No, just so you remember the date and how right you were.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said you remember the date and how right you were.
Yeah. Do you have a 10/11/24 tattoo on your bicep?
Hold on, Spike. The reason that I remember so clearly is you blasted away at me there. Mm-hmm. You told me I wasn't allowed to talk about the Sixers anymore, and.
He hasn't let that go.
Well, you've talked about the Sixers numerous times since then.
We've moved past that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, what I'm saying is I get text messages, and even some of the other callers are saying, you know, just because I'm you know, Mad Mike calls and he's leaning into his take, whether he's right or wrong, I want the Sixers to be successful. Mm-hmm. You know, I had concerns about that. You know, I mean, I was concerned about Joel Embiid's durability. There was anybody. I mean, I watch a lot of basketball, Spike. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take a brain surgeon to see that there was absolutely zero chance that Paul George would thrive in a Nick Nurse offense.
Of course.
It was not going to happen. He was going to be as irrelevant as he is.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to happen from day one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that coming.
Yeah, some people knew that.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So, and the other thing is that your poll, Josh Harris, Embiid, where's the coaches responsible? Because one thing that nobody's brought up is Joel Embiid in his 800 and some games he's played has missed 400 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed 400 games out of like 850.
What does that have to do with Nick Nurse?
It's a very big thing it has to do because out of all those games he made, the Sixers still made the playoffs the last 7 years.
Okay, that's made the playoffs last year with Nick Nurse too. And every one of Tobias Harris's stats is better last year with Nick Nurse than this year.
You told me not to bring in
Toby.
Tobias Harris. So
yeah.
If they just made that one flip, Tobias for Paul George,
yeah.
They're three games over 500.
Oh, well, that's insane. But
okay. Tobias.
Yeah.
Would you pipe down and Don's been right this whole time. Yeah. Why don't you take a step to the side?
Well, that's an insane. I mean, I love you, but that's insane. If Nick Nurse can't coach forwards, why were Tobias Harris's numbers all better last year than this year?
Blake, you also said.
Why were they?
Five text messages about that. You also said that me saying that Tobias Harris is a better post-up player than Joel Embiid is also insane.
Yes, it is.
However,
insane.
When you want to be a great post-up player, you have to set up deep. You have to make your target big as a seven-footer, okay? You have to have great footwork, and you cannot concede your position. That's a great post player. Embiid does none of those things.
And yet is still a better post player than Tobias Harris. So what are we doing here?
Well, if he's such a great post-up player, why is his go-to shot a foul line jumper, Spike?
Well, I'm not saying that is the best part of his game, Tasty Cake. I'm not saying it's the best part of his game, but last year he was second in the league in post-ups, and he averaged more points per possession in post-ups than Tobias Harris did on his only two. And there's no way Tobias Harris's efficiency is going to go up when he has more post-ups. It's just a crazy thing to say. You say a lot of true things, and you also say crazy things. And I think that thing is crazy.
Like I'd like to respond because the coach doesn't know how to coach forwards.
But then why were Tobias Harris's numbers better last year than they are this year?
Well, what are they this year?
His points are lower, his field goal percentage is lower, his three-point percentage is lower, his rebounds are lower, and his assists are lower.
His wins are higher, though.
Yeah, his wins are higher. So all this on a team where he was the third option, why are they all better than last year with Nick Nurse when they won 50 games or whatever? Why were they better last year? No.
Easy answer.
Okay.
Because they won games without Joel Embiid because Tobias Harris was scoring 26 points.
Talk to him. I was wondering when you was going to get to that.
Okay, but if Nick Nurse can't coach forwards, why was Tobias Harris able to do that? And why did Tobias Harris score 0 points in their final playoff game? Zero, not 1 point. Took two shots.
Wait, well, Spike, that's another indication of how bad a coach Nick Nurse is.
Oh, of course.
Your max player goes 4 for 23, you kill the player. When your max player goes 0 for 2 and your coach can only get him 2 shots, that's the coach.
Okay.
It's not the player. That's the coach. If Jason Tatum went 0 for 2 in a playoff game, who are they going to kill?
Jason Tatum in the finals last year shot terribly. Was anybody blaming Joe Mazzulla for that? No. Okay, thank you.
But they kept going to him, right?
They stopped. Jalen Brown took more shots than Jason Tatum did. Oh, my God. You're crazy.
I frustrate you every time, Spike.
Yes.
Hopefully you allow me to continue to call in the show.
Yes, I always do, Taste the Cake.
Of course you can call in and Taste the Cake, Dom. Don't let Spike run you off.
I'm not running him off.
Spike. Yeah. We got you.
We got your back, Taste the Cake.
You are the worst, Ike.
No. I don't mean that at all. It's just that, you know, we disagree a lot on basketball.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of basketball, and I'm not going to...
What was Tobias Harris's best all-star moment? What was Tobias Harris's signature all-star and playoff moment? Well, he's been in the league 13 years. Okay. What are his signature all-star and playoff moments?
Right. Was Maxey an all-star this year? He's having a pretty great
year. No. But he has made an all-star team. So again, what are Tobias Harris's signature playoff and all-star moments in his 13-year career?
I kind of understand. He at 45 minutes ago, he said, I absolutely don't want to talk about Tobias Harris. Isn't that what he said?
Hey, that's what he said.
Well, you brought up.
Been the entire Tobias Harris to me to death.
Well, okay, Tasty Cake, again, last chance. What are Tobias Harris's signature all-star and playoff moments? Give me one signature playoff moment from Tobias Harris. He's been on the Magic. He's been on the Clippers. He's been on the Sixers. He's been on the Pistons. I feel like I'm missing a team. In all those opportunities.
Yeah.
What is his signature playoff moment?
Signature playoff moment?
Yeah, just one. Because they would be, they're 20-36 now, and they'd be 2 games over 500. So I just want one signature playoff or all-star moment from Tobias Harris. Just one in his 13-year career. He would swing the team from being 20-36 to, you know, after 46 games, they'd be 2 games over 500. So that player must have one signature playoff. Joel Embiid's been a failure in the playoffs. I could name signature playoff moments. So Tobias Harris, give me just one signature playoff or all-star moment from Tobias Harris. One.
Two years ago when Embiid missed the first game against the Nets, mm-hmm. and Tobias Harris was 20-10 and beat the Nets without Joel Embiid.
You don't win game five last year against New York without Tobias.
Yes, it was
is
all
that
Tobias.
The one you were looking wait is that the one you were looking for
no Tobias? Those are not signature moments and the reason he doesn't have any all-star signature moments is because he's never made an all-star
team. Robbed.
Yes, all right,
got robbed.
All right, Casey, yeah, all
right, what year was that?
2020, when there's no one in the crowd and he's yelling at the crowd, I'm an all-star.
That's right, I remember that. My favorite memes.
You tweet that one out all the time, that little gif of yours.
Gif, yes.
Whatever. Is it gif or gif?
So the creator says gif, but I say gif.
Yeah, well, it's obviously gif. It's a G.
Is it Gorge or George?
It's Gorge.
G-O-R-G. Yeah.
I was thinking of the word Gorge. That's Gorge, actually. Yeah, I don't know. I like gif.
You ready to go? Because I sided with Tasty Cake.
Nah,
that was good.
Okay, I saw you side. I love Tasty Cake.
I think me and Tasty Cake might be the only Tobias fans in the city, man.
No, I didn't know there was another one besides Ike.
And when I debate with Dom, it's always like, I hope you let me call again. It's like, all right, sympathy, I get it.
That's smart.
Bring out the violins.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Only for you.
Yeah, only for me. So we're going to talk about the Sixers moving forward. Mm-hmm. So here's the issue, right? Yeah. They decide, Everybody, let's say everybody, we all decide, we all agree, everybody, you, me, all of Philadelphia, Daryl Morey, Josh Harris, blah, blah, blah. We're going to move on from Joel Embiid.
Yes.
The problem is you got to get somebody to take him. And
well, the problem is you got to lower your asking price for what you want in return.
Even I don't even think, I was talking to Kevin O'Connor from The Ringer about it earlier today, or from Yahoo now. I don't even think he has neutral trade value now. Like, I think
you know who we're taking?
Here are the two teams I thought about.
Go ahead.
Phoenix and New York.
You think New York would?
When they fail in the playoffs, because they're not gonna beat anybody in the playoffs.
Put him next to Cat?
Well, Leon Rose is, like, he's his old agent. There are always the Knicks rumors. I don't know. Phoenix was the other one that I think, maybe if they're desperate.
I was thinking Phoenix or L.A.
You know it's L.A. I don't know if they could salary-wise. They would have to trade Luka or I don't think they could.
You know what? Salary-wise, you're right. I forgot about the whole salary thing.
Yeah, I don't think they could.
I'm just looking at a team who needs a big man.
I think Phoenix, this is the sad part. When you have two podcast listeners who are like, do you think Phoenix would take Embiid for Bradley Beal?
Yeah.
That is a legit one. You cut 2 years off of what you owe.
Yeah, that's a legit one. Yes, sir.
I just think the issue is I don't think you can spend picks to get off of Embiid. I just don't think you can.
You mean us give up picks to get somebody to take
him? I'd rather just let him sit on the sidelines, let Maxey and Jared McCain and if PG is here next year and build it and know that you're building it without him around and see what you can do. And that way you hold on to picks. That would be the only, because I can't see them this offseason. My gut would be, and I don't have any information on this one, my gut would be they give it a go next year before they sell on
it. But this
everything.
Next thing is not going to work, so.
Yes.
This next, whatever we're about to do. It's not going to work.
Yeah, and there's a possibility they could do it, and the recovery time might be all of next season anyway.
Next season, yes.
So they go into next
year. That's the one I heard where I was like, he could miss the entire year next year.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, remember Lonzo Ball, and I don't think they're going to do the meniscus replacement. He missed 2 years.
Yep.
2 years.
Yeah.
And if they do that hip thing, that's a year.
That's the one I was thinking about. That's the one with the shaved hip.
Yeah, that's a year. So now you could have a fun team next year without them. You know, you're not going to have a championship team without them, but you could have a fun team. And that's what the Wizards had to do with John Wall. When he couldn't play anymore, they just they told him to go home. He collected his paycheck. He never came back, and they tried to do it around him. I don't know.
It's tough.
You will have some people saying it's worth it. Send away two draft picks, get them off the roster. That way you don't have to think about it anymore. I don't know about the
idea of giving up two draft picks to trading.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get draft picks. I don't want to give up more draft picks.
Right. It's not like they have a ton of them anyway. They're not Oklahoma City or New Orleans or San Antonio with a ton of draft picks.
We're OKC taking.
Nah.
You got to put something with Shea.
Yeah, but since he doesn't play.
No, I agree. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm just, believe me, I'm just trying to move him.
Yeah, I think you have to find one of those franchises that is always so desperate for a star because they can't attract him there.
Right.
The Sacramentos, the Orlandos, the New Orleans, if you could sucker one of those teams into saying, we're already good.
Right.
You know, for Zion?
Oh, that's another guy. He ain't ever going to play.
Come on, man.
And I used to like Zion.
He's at his lowest weight, Zion Williams.
I can't tell. I never seen him play.
Yeah, he hardly plays, too. Talk about losing weight. He's a guy, as soon as he got in the league, should have lost 30 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, see, we might have to revisit that.
Whatever they want to give. You take Isaiah Hartenstein?
Yeah.
And
Jalen Williams?
Well, they're not going to give you Jalen Williams.
One of the Jalens? What's the other one? Is this two Jalen Williams?
They're both Jalen Williams.
They're both Jalen Williams.
One's bad, one's good. Hold on, what about Embiid for Draymond?
Golden State? They won't do that. Yeah, I don't think they'll do that. Maybe you get from Oklahoma City, maybe they give you Hartenstein, Lou Dort, and some other salary.
They sent the other guy to Chicago already.
The Josh Giddey?
Josh Giddey.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah. Hanging around. You know, not going to make that joke.
Yeah,
back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Yoshi and Brewery Town, you're on WIP.
My man, Spike. Hey, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday, Spike. How's that?
Well,
horrible.
Yeah, you actually went out completely. But
oh man, so you the one who told me to use the AirPods.
You know what it is? When you're loud, the AirPods cut you off. That's the problem. Is your
Yeah, you gotta tone it down. Take it down to like six. Take it off at 9 and go down to 6.
Maybe do it all sexy like. Be like, hey, my man, Spike, Big Ike.
Yeah, don't encourage him to do anything sexy. Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
There go the locker room lurker. What's the name? There go the locker room lurker. I'm back in the car. Deal with this. I turned the AirPods on. Deal with this. I don't care. How about that?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
we got you.
Yeah, for now.
Well, what's the name? You know what? I'm going to tone it down. I'm going to talk sexy for you since you want me to talk sexy. You know what? I can't talk sexy, man, because I ain't that dude. I can't do that. But let me get to this point real quick. I am so sick of this team pacifying us. This team, this organization has been pacifying us forever. All the way back to AI, bringing in Chris Webber when he over the hill, Big Dog Glenn Robinson, Elton Brand, like what's the name? They bring in coaches to pacify us, Doc Rivers, Nick Nurse. This team is Paul George. And y'all sitting up here naming, trading for already injured players that stay injured also. Yeah, they play more than Embiid, but Zion Williamson, daggone Bradley Beal. Like, what are we doing here, man? This team is trash right now, and they can't get it right. Pacifying us with Daryl Morey, who daggone like a vote for if he ran for president. Like, I don't care. You know who I'm talking about. I agree with what's name. Like, I'm just sick of this daggone team. I am sick of this thing. When the Eagles over, I have another reason to tell my wife, look, 7:30 tonight, what's saying? Don't bother me in between. 7 o'clock tonight, don't bother me. You know what? They got a game. Son. Now I can't even use that. You know what she said? They trash. They trash. You know why? Because she has Bleacher Report. She gets alerts and stuff. She pay attention to the news, the sports news, and all of that, so she can see how she can manipulate our time together. I can't even use the Sixers right now. And
they've really failed you in that way.
They have failed me. You failed me. This is your part of the season. I love you, like I love you to life, but you have failed me this part of the season.
I know.
I am now leaning on Jack Fritz. I told you. It's up to you, Jack. You got to bring Big Ike did his job. I mean, I said
I brought a championship, baby. I brought us a championship, baby.
Yeah, he was downplaying them all year. He was like, I don't know if I want to say Super Bowl yet.
No, Yoshi told me not to say Super Bowl.
No, I know. That worked.
It was. We had. You welcome, baby. What's name? My neighbor thanking me. What's name?
Bill.
You see my mom running inside my audible, Bill, so she is lipping. Thank you, because I helped out. What's name?
It's called a big dose of D.
So don't say that. Hey, only my wife get that wood.
That hammer is real, for real.
Oh, boy, the drop board is...
It is back and full of
effect. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Jack, welcome home, baby. Welcome home. Run the table. Yeah, you brought us the championship. Spike, you know what? I'm a person that might hurt your feelings, so I'm going to leave you alone about it. So, Jack, we're leaning on you. I'm glad you're back home. Hey, y'all better leave AJ alone, Spike. You up there, you
I'm pro AJ. I'm pro AJ. I'm an AJ guy.
You talk in a sinister way, boy. If he read that daggone thing about what your daddy said wrong, what you think of how you talk? Like, you got a reputation. So, you better chill out.
I didn't say anything wrong about AJ.
All right, boy. I'm telling you, he called a radio station up because of you. You can ask for 4 hours all day. Spike is on the show now. He ain't coming in, but Spike started the fight. Spike threw that punch. He snuck you. Well, you ain't looking for the dude you fought when you fight. You're looking for that dude that snuck you. When you're in a fight and somebody sneak you, you ain't even worried about that dude.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. You're looking for that dude. Yeah.
All right. Get out of here.
You smut me. I ain't even worried about that. No, that's how you be looking at it. I love y'all, cats. Happy Monday, Jack. Welcome home. Glad you done got off the bottle, boy. Come on back. We love you. I'm back. Go birds.
There he is.
Go birds.
The worst phone on the WIP afternoon show.
Seriously, man.
Yelling in his car. I told him he should use AirPods. It made it even worse.
He needs one of those old school car phones.
Oh, yeah, that's what he... Well, he's not allowed to be on the handset because he's always driving. That's the problem. He doesn't hold his phone the whole time he's driving like some people right. I know that I'm looking at right now.
Wait, oh, that's illegal?
Yes.
What if you're good at it? Oh.
You don't have the little stand you sit the phone on?
Nah.
Come on, man.
It's in my right hand.
This is, but that way he can tweet when he's driving.
Just phone.
Well, in the MDX, it automatically is attached to the car.
Yeah.
Hold on, no big deal to you. it's got it up on the screen.
It's a Bluetooth, yes, it's automatically
attached. Probably a big ass font too.
it is probably a big font.
It is big font.
That actually is probably
that's a fact.
True.
It is. Listen. Yeah. Wait till you get older. Don't worry.
He's going to get older.
No, I know.
We'll watch it.
And not to, bring things that didn't happen on the show onto the show. But, we did interview Daryl Morey 6 months ago, and Ike had no recollection of the entire thing.
Wow.
Yesterday.
See, don't back Jack into a corner.
Oh, my God.
All right.
It's a great interview.
215-592-9494.
Was it a good interview?
Well, it was when Spike said, I'm vouching you to be a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Yeah. And that hasn't aged very well.
Yeah. I do remember. I remember the interview now.
Yeah.
Because he got the whole Ike, Spike, and Fritz right.
Yes. And remember, he was going to the DMV.
Yes. Isn't that's that right. He was
on his way to the DMV.
That's right.
Maybe he should have just kept driving.
I forgot about that part. Yes, he was on his way to the DMV.
All right, coming up next, team once again trying to ban the tush push.
Finally.
Uh-oh. We'll talk about that and continue to take your calls on the Sixers. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.